It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. It's amazing out here in the neighborhood. Let's take big boy style. That's my shout out to Big Boy right here. We're a Big Boy's neighborhood. Big Boy!
I wonder if any of our listeners listen to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Of course they do.
They have to, right?
If not, they listen to like KFI or, you know, Joe Rogan Show.
Definitely Joe Rogan Show.
Zeitguys.
Or the new Blunt Talk one with Montel. Montel Williams has a new podcast. Shout out to you, Montel.
Yeah, Blunt Talk.
Blunt Talk, yes. We got to get Montel on again.
Montel's the man, man. I like Montel. Did he sign to somebody? Or?
I think he signed with iHeart. So he's with the iHeart family. I've heard his commercials playing. Thanks for listening to the podcast, by the way, because you'll hear him all the
time. I listen to it all the time. My commercials must be different.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably are, but I keep hearing his over and over every time I hear ours. But make sure you guys, thank you for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to be a part of the show. Give us a phone call, 800-420-1980. That number again is 800-420-1980. We got a lot of calls so far, and I can't wait to hear how Pitt puts them all together for
us,
which is going to be dope. And make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, the slam poem, so much more about our personal lives. It's at Cannabis Talk 101 or at pot_brothers_@_law.
Yes.
Little brother is at Waslaw, and big brother Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright, and I am at Joe Grande 52.
Yes.
Craig usually has your cannabis news. He's dealing with a client right now. Little brother Mark Wasserman was just sitting next to us.
Just sitting here.
About 2 minutes ago. Ran out of here frantically going, oh no, one of my clients just got a
warrant,
and I have to go deal with this. Sorry, guys, I'll try to make it back. So if he's back within this podcast, we'll see. But he's on the phone call talking to the courts over there right now. But now it's time to hear from the guy who actually shut down the 101 as a rapper, the Freeway, that is, and his group Imperial Stars, which was a dope. If you've never seen that, look that up. Imperial Stars, the 101 Freeway.
Oh, here we go.
That was one of those. It's just like one of your classic moments in your young, crazy youth life as the rapper that you were. But he created this show, Cannabis Talk 101. He's an author, highly sought after public speaker. My man, Blue, who's out there making waves in the cannabis world?
Well, if you're looking to find out who's making waves, Cannabis Talk 101 is definitely the place to do it. And right now, we have a company called CRX Magazine. Now, on the phone with us, or actually on the Zoom, Skype,
He's on set with us.
Right now, on set with us, is Brian Sheeran? Ed Sheeran.
Kind of like Ed Sheeran, but, you know.
But better. Yeah, you're a better singer.
Yeah, a little injury.
You've been singing longer than him, definitely. So the magazine actually was founded in 2019, and it's basically around cannabis. It's exciting to have it. You know, we just actually had, I forgot the lady's name that was on with us.
Bonnie Johnson.
She is so nice, and she's a golfer. Good lady.
Illustrious.
Yeah, she had the Seven
Wonders of the World. No, Seven Misconceptions About Cannabis.
Yes, and it was amazing having her on the phone because she was so educated. And she's one of the writers, if I'm not mistaken, of the magazine.
She is. She's one of our head advisors and authors. And that was Seven Misconceptions About Cannabis and Anxiety. And so specifically an area of expertise for her, which was in our spring issue that was the most recent one.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, that came out.
Well, what just came out, I believe, this week is Cannabis in the Treatment of PTSD. That was my
We're so dumb we can't even figure out what it's called when you can't read.
What is it called?
What's it called again? It's called when I can't read.
Not when you can't read. When you see dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's why I smoke cannabis, because it helps me, right?
Might have to write about that.
Yeah, write backwards. There, it'll do it backwards so everybody can read it right. So tell us a little bit about, you know, Brian, what your experiences are first in this magazine, because I'm sure you guys have seen a lot. And you know, coming into this market, it's a new industry for a lot of people. But, you know, I know you guys have a background of magazine companies or something like that. We spoke off air, but tell us about this magazine and how it's,
affecting everybody out there. Cause you're more towards the doctors.
Right. Correct.
Right. Exactly. And so, yeah, as you briefly mentioned, Great Valley Publishing Company, which is the publishing company that produces CRX Magazine. We've been doing medical publishing for over 30 years, with medical records, publications, radiology, geriatric, social work and dietitian, and CRX, which originally was started out as Cannabis RX, was shortened for a variety of different reasons. So we love the name now. But we realized with our experience within the medical publishing industry that there was nothing out there that was reaching physicians and practitioners and even like dispensary owners that want to further their education and understanding of cannabis and its medical applications across the board. CBD, THC, everywhere in between. And we even touch on the applications of hallucinogenics and really just approaching it from a medical standpoint. And then the most important, as far as I'm concerned, with progress is educating these folks that need to be able to be speaking on this when someone comes in asking about anxiety or inflammation or any number of different ailments. They're not just throwing prescription meds at them. They're considering different things. They're educated about what applications cannabis can have to help benefit their patients.
You know, I really like that about this magazine, because a lot of magazines, you know, are just putting out content, if you will, or whatever someone will buy or sell, you know, for the ads. And
highlighting brands, or there's just different themes for different type of magazines.
And I'm not mad at those.
And they all have their purpose.
But this has a niche that is very important.
Education.
And it sounds like you're getting, you know, I know from you know, sitting with the gal that was with us before, she's...
And we met the owners before at the expo that we all met them at, too. They're very intelligent, very nice.
Well, not only that, though, is that their writers are powerful. I mean...
Top-notch researchers with credentials to be like, oh, these guys aren't just... College educated. It's not just some bozos writing articles. Very educated writers.
Now, are you guys accepting writers that send in, you know, great content, and then do you review them, or is this just something all in-house? How's that working for you guys?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of great expert writers, as we already mentioned, Bonnie Johnson on staff with our advisors, right, and the medical different experts that we've just come into contact with through some of the other publications, and just in general through our editorial staff. Now, the editorial staff, they're really the geniuses behind all of this. I mean, I've been with them since the beginning of it, to help on a little more on the advertising, but just to build the brand and the magazine. Joe and I, we first met, I think, at CWCB out in L.A. before the magazine was even started, and Joe fell in love with the idea just because he knows the industry as well, and there's nothing like this. So anything that anyone's got, any sort of, we've got, go to our website, crxmag.com, and you can follow the leads to take you to our editorial link and send anything to our editorial squad, and then they'll cipher through everything, and whatever is worth following up on, they're open to anything, and if it's worth covering, then they'll make that decision, and the experts that we work with are the ones, as you mentioned, are behind putting all this together for the sole purpose of improving, you know,
sure,
the medical industry and in the field.
We're talking to Brian from CRX Magazine. He's making waves right now with Blue and his column that Blue likes to tell everybody of companies that are making waves. And Blue, if I may hold this magazine right here, and who does the layout for this? Because whoever did the last page, I think the last page in this magazine has to be the best page. So if you're looking at it from the backside, you go, whoa, Cannabis Talk 101, the podcast, is now on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. And it has a beautiful picture of all of us, our names, our description. Christopher Wright, a.k.a. Blue, ooh, brings you who's making waves in the cannabis industry, and that is CRX Magazine, who we're talking to Brian right now. Mark Wasserman, little brother of the Pop Brothers at Law, will bring you stories from when cannabis goes bad. Joe Grande, the sexiest one of the group, will I don't know who put that in there, but that's kind of cool, will update you on the big money-making changes in cannabis with his Go Green segment. And Craig Wasserman, a.k.a. Big Brother of the Pop Brothers at Law, bring you up-to-date cannabis news. And, of course, Jennifer and Pitt, who are part of the crew. We love you guys also very much, which is all written in there. Okay, maybe it's not Jennifer and Pitt. I see you perk up back.
Yeah.
Oh, it is? But, you know, we love you and recognize you guys all the time, though.
Yeah.
But this right here on the back cover, thank you guys very much, man. We appreciate that.
And it's my pleasure. Like I said, you've supported us from Jump Street, and, you know, I couldn't be more thrilled to have something. You know, well, and it, by the rule of 50%, that's the front cover half the time people put it down. So,
you're right. By the rule of 50%.
You're right on top there.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Well, we're working our way up to that cover. We'll get there someday.
We were
someday.
On the inside once of the front cover. Then we were like on the inside of the middle like of the magazine.
Yeah.
Now we made the back front cover.
Yeah.
One day we're going to make the front cover on a feature story about
us. If we work hard enough, it'll happen.
I mean, we are in 63 different countries right now. 63 different countries are hearing about CRX Magazine.
As we speak.
You're not going and finding it, it's crxmag.com, correct? That's the website?
That's right.
What's going on with this summer edition? What are some good articles in here that people should be aware of and really peep out?
Well, first and foremost, what I wanted to, I didn't want to interrupt as you guys were doing the intro, but you mentioned Montel Williams, and we, and actually in listening to your show, which I do every Tuesday and Thursday, right when they come out.
Well, now it's going to be every day of the week, just to let you know. We're coming to every day of the week. We're coming with a new episode. Monday through Friday, player.
They gave us an upgrade.
Yeah.
Cool. That'll make my day go by that much better. But I noticed that Montel was there's a spot for his show in one of the ads during your show. And I've got it written down over here to get in touch with Montel or the show because he's our featured person. In this upcoming summer issue, it's the people section is Montel Williams. So we're going to be talking about Montel in this upcoming issue. That's one of the departments, and we're still in the early stages of finalizing everything. But as of right now, we're looking at our cover issue, our cover for the issue. A very, very cool topic: cannabis and pediatric epilepsy, which is certainly something that with the Pedialex and that being the only technically legal, pharmaceutical CBD that's out there right now. It'll be interesting to get into that a little bit. Then we're talking about IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, which is something that people don't usually turn to cannabis
about.
Yeah,
that's an odd one. I haven't heard that one.
If you look at the cover feature for our premier issue, we're talking about endometriosis and things. Those are things we want to explore, not just glaucoma or appetite stimulant that everyone knows about.
Sure.
And then a little bit more of an interesting topic across the board. We've got cannabis and sex, which should be very interesting as well. Talking about the applications of cannabis and intimacy, which there are plenty of. And
sure.
From a medical standpoint, that's just as important as I see, with cannabis helping with overall homeostasis.
So many ways of getting relaxed, getting your body warm, everything else. I love it.
All of it.
Well, Brian, Montel Williams has multiple scoliosis, and the reason he's, and he's been on our show before, and he's a great, great guy. The reason he used cannabis from the beginning was so that he didn't have to take pain pills and meds so that he can, get relief from the cannabis and the cannabinoids. And he talks about the orchestration and the entourage effect and the orchestration effect. And so, I know that he's a huge advocate in the space, and I do have his contacts. I don't know if you have their contact information or not, but we could shoot that over to you and certainly bridge the gap if that's, if you're trying to reach out to him. Because, he, in my opinion, is one of the guys that has been pretty much out there about cannabis forever. This isn't something that he just popped on the scene about.
Oh yeah, he's been around for a minute.
Since he's had his shows and back in the day, and it wasn't ever for recreational. It's always been
medical standpoint medical.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was one of the first celebrities that I noticed that was talking about CBD at all. I think I heard about him talking about CBD well before I was even involved with this magazine, before it was even thought. So I'm excited to have that feature in this upcoming issue. And we'll certainly love to. I'll follow up with Joe after the show to get the contact info, make sure they're aware of everything going on.
Sure, let's just give his number out. Well. We'll give his number
it's
out
562?
Right here. Yeah, we'll just give it out right now live on air.
His own address.
Yeah.
Hey, well, before we let you go, Brian, from CRX Magazine, which I love you very much, I got to ask you two questions before we do the high five. Is that hair your normal hairstyle, or is that because of the COVID outbreak and you haven't been able to get your hair cut?
It's a little of both.
A bit of a 50-50.
Looking like Shaggy's brother right there.
I like it. It makes me feel like he's legit.
When I was bartending in between, because I worked for the publication a long time ago for the radiology magazine, left, moved to Jersey, was bartending for 6 years, grew it out, and then when I moved back, got it cut, and then we went on quarantine, so now I'm growing it back out again.
Well, it looks good on you, so let's do the high five, as you might be hiding some buds in your hair right now. Question number one with Brian from CRX Magazine. How old were you the first time you smoked weed, and where'd you get it from?
I'm going to say I think it was around 12. And it's certainly had to have been with my brother and our friends that are all a couple years ahead of me. I always kind of ran with that crowd. So probably my brother, maybe my buddy Sheets, who was always one of the top guys I used to run around with, introduces me to fun things like this.
I love the name Sheets.
Question number two of the high five with CRX Magazine. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Most recently, I've been digging edibles. I like edibles. I mean, smoking with me, as I got a little bit older, the anxiety kind of came up a little bit. It was a little too fast and too difficult to manage and get the heart rates up. So now I like edibles. You can kind of space.
Do you
that
do like
out
a gummy? Do a chocolate better. Bar? What's your edible?
Gummies is what I've been getting.
I've heard
lately.
A lot from people. They loving the gummies. A lot of the moms that I know in my neighborhood and dads, they pop a gummy when they get home and maybe not have to drink.
You're snitching.
Right.
It's just like taking a glass of wine. Same concept, right? They just do a gummy instead of a glass of wine.
Sure, they want to be alive
on air.
Keeps
the doctor away. I didn't say their names.
I'm playing.
Question number three with Brian from CRX Magazine. Craziest place you ever smoked weed?
I would say the one that pops to mind is high atop the Swiss mountains out in Interlaken, Switzerland.
Wow.
Which my buddies went on a scooter trip. We're out there backpacking for a few weeks. And just high atop the beautiful Swiss mountains is one of my favorite memories of all. And smoking a doobie up there.
Being that high and getting high is a nice story to hear.
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie when you get high?
I like having some options with candy around. I like to have like maybe some Milk Duds and some Twizzlers. I like to have something kind of fruity and something kind of chocolatey.
Yeah. You're making me miss the movies being open because both of those are I love that at the movies with some butter popcorn too, just stuffing it all in. Question number five with Brian from CRX Magazine. Before we wrap up with you, if you could smoke with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Tend to like having interesting conversations with folks. I would say maybe Charles Bukowski is a very interesting writer. He's got a very kind of nonsensical way of looking at the world, and I think it'd be fun to get high and shoot the shit with him.
Does he have a book? I don't know the name real well. What is he known for?
He's got he's a writer. He's got a lot of different books, he's known for quotes. He's got in Boston. He's got a bar named after him over there, but look him up. I think you would like a lot of what he's into.
I like when we get things that we have to look up like that.
Well, thank you for joining us, man. That's who's making waves on Cannabis Talk 101. It's CRX Magazine. And Brian, I want to thank you for being on the show and all the support that you guys and your team has offered us as well, man. You guys are an incredible bunch. And if you haven't seen the magazine, make sure you go cop that magazine. It's hot. It's definitely worth reading and looking into. And I assure you, you will not be disappointed. It's CRX Magazine with Brian. Thank you again for joining the show. And we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. I'm your host, Blue. And next to me is Joe.
Hello, people.
Hey. So listen, you know, it was actually really nice having CRX Magazine on the show.
You know, I literally love going through the magazine and looking through things because...
That's
because
you're on it.
Well, not only that we've been on it, but I mean, literally, look, I'm just going to open up and grab one random story right here. So like for CBG has been referred to as the mother of all cannabinoids or the stem cell of cannabinoids as the primary biosynthetic precursor of the cannabinoids. They're just deep. They're intelligent. They're smart. Yeah. And it makes me smarter by reading
it's not
magazine.
Fast food.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, calming anxiety with cannabis. And look at this with this. The way they lay it out. I mean, it's just deep. It's not a fun bullshit magazine.
It's built for the professional.
Yeah.
You know, versus just the it's not necessarily the user, more for the professional in the space, which it's not normally seen that way. It's not
I don't want to say it's
out.
Adult magazine, but I feel adult.
It's very adult.
You know what I'm saying? Adult. It's very mature. It's very adult.
Not like adult, like, you know, XXX adult. It's
adult, the nutritional value of raw cannabis, and there's another huge story in a plate with a cannabis leaf on it. And just the way they lay it out and do it, man. It just just, it really caters to my eye and my feelings. Like I said, I really do like it. I like Brian over there and the whole staff. So.
No, they're great people. And if you haven't checked it out, make sure you check out CRX Magazine. They are super legit.
And you can get them online, crxmag.com.
Tons of information and just quality information at that. So it's going to be exciting. You know, Joe, so going into this, right, how many grams are in a pound?
28 are in an ounce, so there's 16, let me see, 28 grams in a ounce, and there's 16 ounces in a pound, so 28 times 16
is?
I mean,
448.
I mean, I had the math down. I just couldn't
I thought I'd
the...
mess with you on that one.
Did you? Come on, dog. I flipped a couple little bit.
You tried to get there. Okay.
I mean, it just, you know, I never, you know, don't know the numbers exactly.
Okay, so for
I remember just being able to sell enough to smoke enough for free.
448, but listen to this. There's a farmer terms is 452. So
you're breaking it down. You putting one bag of stems?
No. Like so if you were, you know, picking up in back in the day, they do a 448 would be like right on the money, right? But when you bought it at the farms, they'd do 452. And you know, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, it's an extra 5 grams.
Because they're just loading them up. So they
put an extra 5 grams in there. One, because if it dries, sometimes it would dry. It wouldn't be dried all the way. So once it dried a little bit, you lose those 5 grams. Or two, you might want to give out a sample, or you might, you know, people take little nugs here and there. And it was just the farmer's way of giving you, making sure that everyone had at least 448. Because sometimes you do 448 and you're down 5 grams, and that's a big deal.
Is that a player's farmer or kind of a farmer across the table?
No, that was like the OG bit. Farmers.
The OGs had a little OGs, bit.
The OGs would almost every time, you know.
Because it may not have dried out properly enough for you. And when you get it home and you sealed it up,
yeah.
Guess what? It might have dried out a little more.
And then could you get the call like, hey, man, look, if you bought 100 of them, and it was short 5 grams each.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's 100. Yeah, that's all 100.
That's five, you know, we're 500.
500 grams short.
500 grams short. Now all of a sudden we have a problem, right? Because now I just lost a pound. So now I just bought 999 pounds. So it's a big deal.
Oh, when you look at it, when you go bigger numbers like that,
All of a sudden it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in both ways, the farmer's got to give a little because that's a true point. And I didn't even think of that, actually.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh, my God.
Trust me.
But even from the farmer's standpoint, they're being cautious of like, you're not going to come back and get me or be upset with me.
100%, Joe. And when you're doing 300 to 500 pounds a week in production and you're looking at, you know, that's 5-10 pounds a week that's going, that's just going bye-bye, it's a big deal. And so, you know, it would cause problems, but because they're the farmer and they're shaking a lot of the bags sometimes, so that would compensate for some of the shake that was down there that's not as sellable as a nug, you know, and it was just like a traditional thing that was happening, you know.
That becomes hard too for the, you know, consumer that's grabbing it, the merchant and doing it, because then you got to break that shake up and it doesn't sell for the butt amount.
Nowadays, they're doing pre-rolls and they're using almost all the plant, which I really appreciate. I mean, back in the day, you used to sell shake bags. You know, there was very few people that would actually roll up joints and sell them. They would more roll them up to smoke themselves and keep for the head.
And they wouldn't be almost as good. In your head, you're like, oh, these are shake joints, whatever. But they're just as good. They just came off that bud.
Same exactly.
I mean, it's the same weed.
Same exactly.
Looking at it going, what's the big deal? And what's funny when you say back in the days and farmers like that, the thing I trip off the most, and I'm wondering if a lot of OG farmers are kicking themselves in the ass going, I can't believe we would just throw away all these stems and all this stuff that people are making so much money on.
You know, you'd be surprised. The farmers in all the real farmers, like in Northern California, I mean, all through the country. I don't want to just say Northern California and Southern California farmers, because that's really unfair, because there's people growing major, you know, industrial cannabis in every state across the country, okay, for years. But the masses amount has been coming from Southern California, Northern California, and predominantly in the Northern California area.
The trifecta.
Yeah. The
Humboldts and all that other around there just booming.
But the Emerald Triangle. But I'll tell you what, though, you know, a lot of those guys have been very creative over the years. They would take those stems and you'd make teas out of them. They'd take the stems and grind them up and mulch. I mean, there's been so much that they use it for because, and not a lot of people here on a commercial level would think that way, but they're out there on farms. So they are very conscious of that stuff. And you know, you got to give it the seeds, you know, sometimes it gets cross-pollinated and there's seeds that are in a plant. You know, not a lot of people know how to use seeds or how to, you know, take that and make money off of it or actually create, you know, the CBGs and things of that nature, where these guys have been using those things forever, creating lotions out of them. And, you know, there's so much medicinal value that's
But now it's such a big market now. Huge is the market. Point. Is the point Huge. By going, they may have been doing it on a personal level and giving it to friends and this and that. Like yeah. I said, growing up, we used to put, you know, Bud and the alcohol, rubbing alcohol, that yeah. is. So therefore, we, you know, get the medical benefits from that. But going back in the days, it wasn't a quote no. I mean, we could go right now to CVS, dog, and get a CBD kind of cream yeah. that people are making money from using the stems
yeah.
and extra quote unquote crap that people wouldn't buy
oh, yeah.
and sell or be like, oh, I want that stuff now. And now there's a market for it.
Well, a lot of people don't know, and some people would probably, you know, disagree with me. The stems do have medicinal value. They do have the THC stuck in it. You know what I mean? It doesn't all come out every time, but a lot of like the, you know, I guess the connoisseur would be like, I don't want it from the stem. I want it from the flower.
Of course, everybody you know? Wants everything from the flower. But
yeah,
it's just, we got to be honest and say a lot of this stuff isn't made from the flower.
Well, the mass production, when you start talking about like somebody from getting it at Walmart, if you're buying your CBD at Walmart in today's day and age, in my opinion, you really are just trying to get faked out. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that the products inside Walmart aren't real. I'm just saying that there's so many other connoisseur brands out there that are real, Papa's and Barclay. There's so many real companies that are producing Jaden's Journey that have real
Jaden's Journey's MJS Wellness, our guy Joe, who spends so much money making it. And if it's so cheap too, I hate to say this, if it's so cheap to buy,
it's cheap.
It's not that good.
Well, there's also synthetic CBD that's coming out from China, and there's so many different places. And I'm not saying that China has bad products. I'm saying that why would you be getting synthetic products? Why would you be shopping outside the country when it's right here? You've got, you know, big companies, and maybe you're paying a little bit more because they have a superior product, but you should definitely look into those products. And if you smoke cannabis at that, it's like saying, hey, I'm gonna go to Walmart and buy my cannabis, or am I gonna go to you know, the brewery to buy my cannabis? You know, and I believe it will come to the Walmart play. I just think it's not for, you know,
I can't wait for it to come to the Costco play. I can't wait to see that brand, and I think it's going to be Kirkland. We've already heard of stories of Kirkland buying this land, that it's land. They're buying things. They're getting ready for the movement.
Well, yeah.
And you've heard of Budweiser, Coca-Cola. You heard of Marlboro, and you shook me on one of the other podcasts.
Yeah,
when you
I know
said
exactly what you're talking about
when it's going to go legal for sure by 2025.
Yeah.
And give that the thought and theory again, because you have it down. I don't have it down yet exactly.
So to kind of, like, a lot of people would sit there, like, especially Mark on our show, Mark would sit here and say, federally legal is never going to come. Why would it never? It's never going to come. It hasn't been federally legal in 100 years, and why would they change it now? And, you know, I made a point to him, there's a canopy law in the United States right now, and specifically in California. Some states have not adopted it. Some states are adopting it. That you cannot grow over 1 acre of cannabis on one piece of property at one time. Now, that's not, you could go vertical, but it's got to be within that 1 acre, right? So that canopy law right there.
It's still a lot of to build out.
It's a lot of property. Yeah. It was like there's a square footage of indoor and outdoor and stuff like that. So indoor has a different criteria, but there's a canopy law. That canopy law gets lifted in 2025. Okay. And so what that means, and I sat down with a group of individuals that said that we're going to drive the price down to 25 cents to 35 cents a gram.
Shut up.
And I looked at them like, how are you going to do that? And they broke out a PowerPoint, they started pulling out numbers, and they wowed me, right? And so I really believed it. And I said, well,
did you say, here's some money right now, let me get that price locked in?
Well, no, they were actually, yeah, I'll take 2,000 of those.
Yeah, here.
You know, but the sense behind it is that And I've talked to some big money guys, and they're like, look, we're waiting till 2025 when it goes federal legal. And I go, well, why would you wait till, what do you mean 2025? Because I had to be educated too, right? So once your mind expands from its original form, it can never go back. And so I learned this, right? And I just thought, damn, you know, that makes a whole lot of sense. And they said it may come before that.
So someone who owns 100 acres can now grow it on all 100 acres.
100 acres, they can produce it right there, so they can get. So and here's
the indoor, outdoor, it doesn't matter.
Right. Big farmer, take little farmer, right?
So, that's what's going to come down to right there. Correct. Exactly the term. Big farmers. But you know what, though? I don't necessarily think take little farmer, because there's always room for your boutique.
Well, build a brand. Build a brand.
Yeah.
And it comes back to a brand recognition and establishing the relationships and having a quality product and having a good customer service. I mean, and it's not easy to do when in such a new market, because you have a lot of breakage and a lot of things. And I explain this to people, and I try to share with it, is that we're building a plane in the middle of the air. I don't care what anybody says. The laws are changing every day. The people, the players are changing every day. The new players are coming in and out. And with that being said, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this break. So, thinking about what's going on, right, in the industry, and how that, you know, legalization is going to be federal.
Oh, I even think before 2025.
I do too.
Personally, I'm hoping, as right now we're talking in 2020, I'm hoping this next election in November, it just pops, because I think Trump's going to pull the card, as he's going to need the votes, and he's going to say, if you vote for me, I will make it legal, and the China virus is going to be done.
China virus.
But I really think that he's going to pull that card to get the votes.
So I don't know that that's going to be the play, but... You know,
I don't know either, but I'm just saying. I think it's going to happen sooner than later.
It's gone so left field for Americans that just don't like Donald Trump. Period. From the people that even voted for him are switching up, because I know you voted for him, right, Joe?
Absolutely not. Never in my lifetime would I vote for an ass clown like that.
Everybody's like, you voted for Donald Trump, and I'm like, no. I was
can't vote.
A felon. I couldn't vote. You know, but the thought behind it is this, is that in the next, you know, I don't know, man, you know, in the next 5 years, it's going to be legal federally and because of the canopy law. And on top of that, though, is that big money is coming in. My fear, though, is that big money comes in so strong that a lot of these people that have put a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy will not either get rolled up or will be so shooken up that it will divert.
We've been saying this though from Jump Street.
Because even the boutique, right? Ready for this? The boutique company has to sit there and go, God, man, you know, the prices went from, you know, $20 a gram down to $3 a gram. And so now when they have to sell a, you know, hey, I got the superior chronic, and it's not so superior because these guys master it.
Do you really think they're going to be able to master it at 100 acres?
I don't know.
100,000 acres?
How does your lettuce taste?
Pretty damn good.
I mean,
it's mass produced. Tomatoes taste great. But you ready for this?
Yeah.
There's even better. You got those grape ones. I mean, that's
a good argument. There are some better grapes.
There's some better grapes. Oh. And, you know, sometimes Costco has a shitty batch, or somebody has a shitty batch. You're like, they're not as good.
There are some.
There's some.
But, you know, but dude, when I said that, it blew you away,
right?
It
really did. You kind of got me going. And I'm trying to fight myself going, who, where, what vegetable, what jalapeno, what pepper that I buy that I'm going, this is the best, and it's not. But
no.
But I'll tell you this much. You ready for this?
There are lots of
the
peppers.
The jalapeno consistency on how spicy or how this or that. So the consistency of the cannabis, as I use the jalapeno reference, because you can grab one and someone say, oh, if the stem is turned to the right, it's going to be hotter than
the
left.
There will be 5 or 10.
Is, can we find that in mass production with cannabis?
Am I not? 5 or 10, sure. You know what I mean? 10 or 20, maybe.
But you're doing
I'm talking nationally.
Look at these big farmers who have, you know, 100,000 acres, dog. You're in Idaho and you got 100,000 acres out there.
Yeah.
And you now know you can do it.
Well, so there's going to be
even
Idaho,
Kansas.
So again, Idaho potatoes, right? California farms, cheese. You know, you're going to have your steaks. Don't get me wrong. But are those steaks going to be these 5,000 square foot, 10,000 square foot
grows. Well, it's going to be these big companies that hire these growers who are OG growers who know, but now they're going to have to do that OG level on a massive scale.
Their brand is going to get swallowed up. If they don't go for the swallow up and become under that white label world, okay.
That's the play, though. For all the small companies, you got to sell to the big ones.
And hopefully, a lot of them have that, you know, hey, this isn't about money feel, and I respect that, you know, but I think that what's going to happen is you're going to have a combination of massive, massive growth, and then the massive growth might not come out as pretty as it should the first time, but when these massive companies come and they say, you know what, I want to produce your cannabis, you know, X, Y, and Z farms, we love your what you're producing, we're going to swallow that up, and then we're going to have you guys produce it over here on our farm that's going to be 400,000 acres. And we're going to produce it right here in Southern California, and then we're going to drive the price down.
And we'll still give you a piece of it.
Everybody turns and goes, I just want to produce it from there, and I want to build a relationship with that big boy because I want to be Costco, right? And I, you know, and that's what's been happening even to our country right now. If you look at what's going on with coronavirus, you know, they're wiping out the little guys, man. You know, the little guys, right? But
it's coming back.
Look at online.
The virus is back.
Oh, not is it the virus?
About to be shut down. What do you mean? Is it the virus? But killing people. More people are dying.
Of course it is. Of course it is. We have more testing going on. We have more people running around gathering together. More people
we
gathering
should slow down
than
the
ever.
Testing, like Trump said. What a bend that hole.
Well, yeah. Slow down the
testing. I told my people to slow down the testing. And then they questioned him the next day. Well, I was. And then he never said he was really kidding,
said,
but his advisor said I was kidding.
Testing.
He's like, I told my people to close it down. Why do we go there?
Oh,
God.
Oh, that's funny. It's a fun topic. You know, listen, you know, you talk about these brands and the growth of them. And what's happening in the world of people losing their jobs, losing their businesses, you know, it's very difficult for a company that has been in this industry, working whatever in any industry, working in the world, and then all of a sudden coronavirus hits, we're not able to work, people don't want to come back to work, people are afraid, people are coming out. But then they're realizing, shit, if I go out, I might get sick. I mean, you know, you go to...
I got a mask that I'm carrying around all the time. I keep it in my pockets on my desk right now. I mean, I've started doing the mask, and mostly for other people, of course, because we've already been sick and this and that. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want people
but
to think
you,
I'm
you
know,
I think
I'm
you can get it,
it
again, right? I mean...
I mean... I don't know. They say no, that we don't know. So who does know?
I mean, they never said, hey, if you had coronavirus once... You can never have it again.
They've never said it strongly like that, but they said you might not be able to, but we don't know for sure. So there's no way
you can. I mean, if you had diarrhea once, you could probably get it again. You know what I'm saying? It's just part of the game. But anyways, going into that, man, I think federally legal is coming very soon, and I think it's very important that people, you know, realize that. And
I think it's sooner than most people think, because like we said,
5 years is not
a long time. Mark Wasserman is on crack thinking it's never going to happen. Craig's aboard thinking it's going to happen. None of us have the magic ball to tell you when. But I do believe sooner than 5 years.
It will.
Because of the states, because of the research, because of people from the CRX magazine that are talking about things so educational, educated, and just putting things out there with more and more. What does it come down to? Research.
Yes.
And as we have the more research, and I know Tilray spent a lot of money with San Diego
Canopy
State
growth.
Doing a lot of research that's still going down as we speak. Now, it could crack tomorrow with something that they finally find in the research that, woo, look at this, guys. Yeah. Look what we just popped out.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, we need to get this federally legal now because look at this. It just hasn't happened yet. But that's literally going to come in a day. Like, one day, this research just proved this. And bam, it now becomes something that we have research from labs that do these same type of research that for the pills that you're taking, for your Adderall, for your Vicodins, that's the same type of research that they got to get those approved. Once we have these will be approved.
Listen, you don't think that you, Big Pharma's taking the biggest hit in their entire lives in the last...
Oh, they're just so scared right now.
They're not afraid. I don't want to say they're afraid. Because they're not afraid. They've made too much money on the epidemics that they've created in our country. We you know, all-time high of opioid abuse, all-time high of, you know...
Number one killer for white males. Federal, opioids.
Amphetamines and all this other stuff. And so, why? You know, it's because they're highly addicted. They are pain. Do they help you with pain? And let me ask you, you know, and this is a personal question for you, Joe. If you're hurting, dying on a bed, do you want opioids?
If I'm hurting, you're dying on a bed, I want pain. Anything that's going to make me feel better.
Right. And so I can agree with...
So the answer is yes, if that's the only thing, or any, I want anything that's going to help me feel better.
Right. But what if there was a solution called cannabis, and you know what? It'll make you feel better, and it'll work just as well. But it'll work just as well, but it won't shut down your organs. It won't help you die faster. It won't make you addicted.
But we can't give it to you in the hospital.
That's
the fucked up part about that.
It's horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like what you're saying. But we can give you this, but you got to go do it out there, even though you can't make it outside.
So what happens when the world's third eye opens and they realize it, respect it, and decide to go.
I got chills right now, dog, just thinking that.
And they decide to say, you know what? No freaking more. I'm not going to do this anymore, man. And I'm not going to, you know, and so I know it's happening. I've seen it happen. I watched my father die, and my dad was on his deathbed was telling me, you know, fuck these opiates. I want cannabis.
Roll me a pinner, mijo.
No, just give me edibles. Give me whatever. Roll me a pinner. Just smoke anything but these damn pills because
Would you take him in some edibles?
Oh, dude, I'd roll them right out of the place all the time. I load them up every single time until it was too painful to load them up. You know what I mean? I carry him to a shower. I, you know, showered, let him shit, whatever it took to make him comfortable. I did it as much as I could and every day that I could. And I spent a lot of time with him the last several, you know, years of his death, but the last several months, which was the where, you know, it was really going south.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I hung out with him as much as possible. Once he became actually either home when he needed home care or actually hospice care.
Hospice care.
I was there, you know, like no other. I was there. Yeah.
It's always a tough time. My wife sees a lot of patients like that all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like, I literally just this other day, she was very sad about a patient of hers that passed away, and she's actually been given a lot of recommendations to the family members of using cannabis. Have you guys thought about it? Have you guys at least thought about it?
Well,
like, good job, babe.
Well, Joe, you know, I want to hear from some of our listeners and out there. If you had family, or you want to talk about, well, you know, your thoughts, and maybe you have disagreements with us, you know, give us a call, 1-800-420-1980. Leave a message and just talk about whatever it is you feel, whether we're completely wrong or if you agree, or if you want to talk about something completely off subject, just call us again at 1-800-420-1980. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.